Whoever is trying to creep up on me, I am 200 centimeters in height, weigh 132 pounds of pure muscle, and can jump higher than your entire body. Think twice before you do anything. I had a rough enough evening as it is, and I am very much on edge. Do not give me an excuse to try out my new dagger. Oh, a human. Your footsteps made it sound like you were something more dangerous. Oh, not to insult you or anything, but you are kind of small. I mean, I'm sitting down and judging from the distance, if you were to approach me, we'd be the same height. If you're looking for the next trading settlement, I have bad news. You've got 7 villages over in that direction. Do you want to step out of the bushes, or are you just gonna gawk at me from afar? I don't attack, nor am I interested in robbing, stealing, pillaging, or whatever it is you call it. You do not look like you have the wares on your person. Relax. Sit by the fire so I can see your face and you can warm up. I'm stewing some meat, so if you are in a pinch, I will allow you to take a bowl. What's your story then, traveler? I have not seen another soul here for many a moon. Are you on an errand job? I thought at first a trader, but, well, yeah, again, lacking. Delivery, is it? So you are looking for a new place to be. Interesting. Found yourself a little lost in this big wide world, huh? Don't worry. I get that completely. If it means anything to you, I am considered very weak among my people. I was sick of the way we treated one another. All because this is how it's always been, you know? Picking on the weaker one, which will totally toughen them up and not at all make them feel like an outcast and run away. Sorry, not to over-explain myself. I suppose I can relate to your lost story a little too much. What I'm trying to say is, don't worry about it. Fate happens all in good time. You really believe deep down that you'll be stuck forever doing the same thing day in and day out? Absolutely not. You've just not reached rock bottom yet. Sounds bad, I know, but it's what happened to me. I got the living daylights kicked out of me. Again, to toughen me up, of course. I went home to my parents. They laughed it off. And I was at breaking point. So, during the night, I stuffed my satchel full of what I could possibly need until I could take no more and left. Not a word, not a peep. Sometimes grabbing the bull by the horns works. There was a lot of bucking, trying to get used to how the world works outside of orc tribes, but over time, you learn. I didn't know any better until I took a step outside my bubble. Now, I would like to believe I am multicultural between races. I know you humans love to shake hands as a polite formality. See? There. Shake my hand. What small and soft hands you have. How precious. Hope you're not too intimidated being near me. I'm just having fun explaining my woes to you. I maybe should have said from the start, but I have some ale on my person if you care for a swig. I could tell you were alright from the start. My name, yes. You can just call me Orc Girl for now. I haven't thought of a new one yet. I don't have a group that I go with, or, yeah. Mercenary work. Mostly just intimidation for the other races. Elves, humans, dwarves, you name it, I've been used for it. It's pretty simple. I show up to the location, confirm who I'm looking for by innocently proclaiming that an orc tribe believes they have discovered a family heirloom belonging to, well, their family. Then I do the old switcheroo on them and demand the money. Normally, it is a money run, but other times, it can be to scare off a deal. Such as bidding wars. Those are fun. Probably sounds boring, but you'd be surprised how rigged auction houses are. Haven't you ever noticed there's always a big scary brute next to the bidder? That's a reminder of what happens if you outbid. My funniest story. Well, if you keep it between us, dear human, I kidnapped a whole person one time. Now, I know that sounds bad, but relax. It was a runaway girl from home, and she was forbidden to see her boyfriend. Her parents, without realizing how serious and long the relationship had been going on for, well, they made it so that she never wanted to see them again or return home. That did thankfully have a good ending, which I was surprised about. Normally, parents are so protective, they never let emotions into the mix, but it's nice to see people come back down when they're in the wrong, you know? But yeah, just scooping up a whole girl and walking away, it felt pretty badass. Formal. Oh, orcs aren't formal at all. I really enjoy your slang, actually, but anyway, enough about me. Are you at least warmer now, sitting by the fire? Good. Are you, needing a place to stay for tonight? I can set up a tent, which is thankfully big enough for the both of us, but only because you're a human. I hate to ask this so directly, but did you really not come out here with any protection at all? You're pretty crazy for that. Yeah, definitely best if you stick with me tonight. Well, are you gonna offer me anything for being so kind? Money? No. Like, something else. I don't know. I tell you what. This isn't very professional, but can you brush my hair for me? And pleat it? It soothes me. And I've had a very rough night. One I'd rather forget, but you've shown up, so it might be one for the better. I don't know yet. Here, this is what I use. I'll lie down so it's much easier on you. A contract gone sour. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it can bother me for some time. It was a group for hire that I joined. Normally, I never do it, but the gold was very needed, as I had given most of mine away to a family in need. No good deed goes unpunished, you know the saying. So basically, I shoved that feeling into the pit of my stomach, and we've been on fetch quests for quite a while. Then, when it comes to finally paying me, they all do it. All turn against me, so I can just be one less pocket to pay. Waste of time and life. I hate spilling blood when I know the result of the fight so quickly. It was always assured in my favor. It makes sense now why I was doing the heaviest lifting. They were trying to tire me out, thinking it would get to me, but orcs are resilient. No other race can keep up with our natural birthright strength. Not to remind you about our powerful shouts as well. The rage can come on so fast and so quick. Even the heaviest and clunkiest of orcs become so nimble and quick with a swift movement. This feels nice, having my hair braided. I am afraid to say I never learned to do it myself. I've always had the kindness of strangers offer me their service if I politely ask. I think my looks are a bit deceiving at first. I don't blame them. I guess if I saw something so brutish when everyone around me looks so weak, I'd be frightened. Not to insult your kind, of course. Oh, is it done? Well, thank you, kind human. Shall I set up the tent and we can retire for tonight? The eve is late and I have to figure out what to do with all this extra weaponry. Don't give me that look. I wasn't gonna leave the goods behind to rot. They can sell for a pretty penny. It's why I'm heading to the next trading settlement. A few extra coins my way won't go amiss. Oh. That ought to do us for tonight. Do you want to come over then?
Whoa, you are tiny.
I never really got so up close to others before like this. Put it this way, people are normally a foot or two from reach for their safety, not mine. At least we can be warm tonight, pressed up against each other. No? Sorry there isn't more room, but, well, you are sleeping beside an orc. Just relax your body. I can see how tense you are. It's pretty obvious. You need me to hold you or something? Ah, here, let me squeeze you. When I release, you'll feel the tension melt away, okay?
Well, don't you feel better? I knew it. Oh, you like when I squeezed you? Is it the warmth? I don't mind directly sharing with you. Let me wrap my arms around you again. I much prefer you over other humans I've met. You're nice. And direct, and you don't say confusing things. I appreciate that very much. You're yawning. I guess I'll see you in the morning, and we can see what kind of adventure we'd get up to. Oh, well, you said you didn't have much planned, huh? So I thought we could make a great duo. For now. If you have no plans, then saying yes to what life throws at you might be the best bet. You don't have to make a decision now. Just sleep on it with me. Okay.